We are in the midst of a housing crisis. Devastation. Over 5,000 Sydney homes sit vacant as short-term rentals. And this month, the Greens motioned to lower the cap on Airbnbs, lowering it down to 60 days a year, hoping to unlock the doors to tenants seeking long-term shelter. Now, Greens councillor Matthew Thompson is here with us now on 2SER Breakfast to chat with us about how this plan was received by council and what it could mean for renters. Matthew, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Oh, this is the thing. What is Sydney's housing market looking like at the moment, and why is it so difficult for renters?
I mean, it's pretty bleak at the moment, isn't it? I think the vacancy rate is less than 2%. So it's never been harder to find a house. It's also never been more expensive to find a house to rent. Rents have never been higher. We're hearing all these stories of public school teachers, of childcare workers, of nurses, sort of unable to find homes. We're like sleeping in cars. And it's in this context, I suppose, that we need to pull every lever we can. And that's why we moved at Monday night at council for us to investigate capping Airbnbs at 60 days.
And how did that go?
So look, we actually were really happy to secure the support of all the councillors bar our Liberal colleague. So it passed council. And what that means now is that city staff are going to go away. They're going to investigate what that could look like, what the 60-day cap could look like, how we'd implement it. They're also going to look at some other stuff we could do to restrict Airbnbs. So,
how will the help to recover the market?
Look, there's obviously a supply issue at the moment. In inner city suburbs like Darlinghurst, Potts Point, in Millers Point, there are entire streets that have sort of been wiped out buy these Airbnbs with like chained with lockbox up front. We've been talking with resident groups in Millers Point, particularly about the impact there on that suburb that historically has been a suburb for working families and working people and is now very gentrified and has now even not got people living in these homes. Most of them sit vacant for a lot of the year. This is like, there's about 5,000 homes in the city of Sydney, we think, on a conservative estimate, that are currently used as Airbnbs that could be someone's home.
Yeah.
And in a housing crisis, we think every house should be a home.
Now, you've made a report about this. Your report said that the government is already failing to enforce current caps.
Yes.
So your motion is hoping to address this issue?
Yeah, look, there's two bits here. We need the state Labor government to do their job around enforcement, and they're not currently doing that. And we've been advocating as a council for a long time for them to get their act together and move on that. There is also then the local job. What we have as the local councils is our responsibility.
Yeah.
We can pull this lever and change the setting, that we can change the cap. That's our job. We see it as us putting pressure on the government to do their job by moving on this now.
The million-dollar question that I have to ask people when I'm talking to them about environmental issues, about the housing crisis and everything else that's happening is, and you've probably got a biased view in regards to this response, is the question is always, what can the regular person on the street do to change it? And the answer that I most often get is, let your vote speak for you.
Yes. Well, look, there is obviously the vote that you have to consider. You want to vote for people that are actually proactive on housing. But I think, as a councillor, we find that when lots of emails are actually quite powerful. So before on Monday night, before our motion, we had a lot of property investors and landlords email us, right?
Yeah.
And they emailed us because they got organized because they're scared that a cap would work. They're scared that a cap would take these homes back onto the long-term market for people to live in rather than as mini hotels or investment properties. So yes, you can vote, but I'd also encourage people to engage with their local representatives. Email, call, put pressure on them in the way that way.
So real estate agents were scared of this.
Yes, and I think that's a really good sign that it would work, right? They don't organise for everything that we do, but they organised for this.
Right.
So it has worked overseas. Like if you look in Berlin particularly, they've got a 90-day cap and that's worked well for them in terms of Airbnb. Barcelona's also currently got a cap. They're actually moving to ban it all out together just because of the crisis there.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working in Byron as well. So our Greens colleagues up in Byron implemented a cap and that's working there. The Airbnb industry and the property industry doesn't really want that. You know, that's not their vibe. We don't take our marching orders from them. We take our marching orders from housing experts and community, and that's who we've been working with.
And your constituents, no?
Yes.
How long do you think, what's sort of like the time frame with all of this, like for all of the paperwork to be approved, like you say, and then for there to be actual like real results there for people wanting to rent a house?
So we wanted to move on this now. I've been on council for a year now. So this is my first term. And what I've learned in that year is that the gears of bureaucracy grind slow, if I could be so kind to speak.
You could be so kind.
So there's a long process here. And we see this as the beginning of a conversation. Over the last 2 years, there's been a 50% increase in Airbnbs in the inner city.
Yeah.
That's thousands of homes ripped away, now used as Airbnbs. This process, like of staff going away, getting advice, investigating what planning changes we'd have to make, then consulting with other councillors and the community, then implementing them, that usually takes 1 to 2 years. Okay. So we wanted to get started now because before this reaches like huge astronomical crisis levels.
From your discussions that you have with people there in the community, for the most part, people are like, they obviously want people to have homes, right?
Yeah, I think there's like, I saw some data the other day that 86% of Australians agree that there's a housing crisis. It's very rare to have that level of consensus on any issue in Australia. Yeah. Now, the ways that we tackle that differ for people, but like when we've been talking to lots of residents and community groups and housing experts in the process of rolling this out and securing support for our motion, we've heard pretty universally that people want houses to be homes, right?
Yep.
There's some considerations with this to get right, and that's part of the conversation, but we've had pretty overwhelmingly positive feedback.
Councillor Matthew Thompson, councillor for the City of Sydney from the Greens. As someone with an extensive property portfolio, I find your lefty progressive community activism absolutely disgusting, and you can get out of my studio. But come back again, won't you?
Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. This is for you. It's Casey Donnell with People Can Change. To SCR Breakfast. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.